American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Yeah, you know, today's a Friday. I hope it's as pretty where you are as it is here. This is a time of year that, if you don't know much about me, I came to Georgia from Florida, and I miss Florida every day. I really do. And I consider Arizona, the Scottsdale, Phoenix area, be, if I could go anywhere else on earth, that would be it. After traveling to Utah lately quite a bit, God's country. But I would love to be on that Pacific time zone. I really, truly would. And it's just, but here at this time of year, it is so beautiful in the American Southeast right now. I'm Jason Dixon line. Of course, I'm in Georgia, and it's gorgeous. Just beautiful. And I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to today. I'm looking forward to building a fire this afternoon, fire pit, and chilling out and relaxing for a little bit, enjoying that one day off tomorrow that I get. And you know, that's really never a day off either, because I'm always working on the show for Sunday. But nonetheless, it's just gorgeous, and I hope your day is going as well as mine. Those wonderful days around. And I'll tell you something else I did today. I did something that's on my bucket list. I bought a guitar. I'm going to learn how to play the damn thing. So there you go. You just got to do those things. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm actually going to give it a go. You never know. My goal is to play it here on the radio for you one day. I've got so much to cover with you today. I've got a great guest lined up for you. He's going to be here in just a few moments, but he's out in Tombstone, Arizona, one of my favorite places on earth. Gordon Anderson, who owns the Larian Motel. Gordon is online right now. Gordon, I'll be with you in just a couple seconds. I want to wrap a few things up from the week with everybody. Did you watch? Again, last night, I got to tell you, I think Americans have had enough. I think this is my own personal opinion as the host of this radio program, but I have been around the block. I've been on the nation's airwaves for 12 years now. I've been on countless television shows. I've discussed these things from the perspective of gun rights around the world, not just in the United States. I've written a few books about this stuff, but my disdain for the mainstream media is off the charts. And I really, truly believe that Americans have had enough. What we saw last night, on top of Jack Dorsey over at Twitter and Zuckerberg over at Facebook, with absolute blatant outright censorship of an American news outlet running a completely legitimate story, even if it wasn't, even if it was deemed to be illegitimate, censoring it because they don't like the topic, because they don't like the man, or they don't want to harm their man. When it has been outed now that members of both organizations are now working with Biden on a transition team, the whole thing is not only despicable and disgusting, but it's downright frightening for this democracy. Our republic is literally at stake, and this is a direct threat to it. Now, you're listening to an individual who makes a living off of my First Amendment rights, talking about our Second Amendment rights, number one and two. I take that very, very seriously. This is a threat to what I do. It's a threat to what you listen to. And it is absolutely a threat to our gun rights, because these organizations have gotten so big and so large and now peddle so much influence over our lives. What I believe you saw yesterday, when you want to put on top of that, that joke, Savannah Guthrie over at NBC News, what a joke that was. Even MSNBC people were, and that's hard to do. But MSNBC people, even Rachel Maddow, said, we had nothing to do with that. That was NBC. Pretty hard to upset her. But what we saw, the display that we saw yesterday, Savannah Guthrie thinking she is more important than the voters and the president. Why? Because she's a quote unquote news personality. She believes that she has this sense of entitlement and that people really give a damn about what she thinks. No one does. She works on that little dopey news show. I know how to fix these things. I talked about it yesterday. If you wipe out because again, these are two words that don't belong together. News and personality do not belong in the same sentence. They do not. There is a way to fix the mainstream media. It can be fixed. But when you combine all of this with what we've seen going on the left, the treatment that Amy Coney Barrett got, the mere fact, and it was pointed out today on Fox News, and I forgive me for not recalling who said it, but when Dianne Feinstein a true to form leftist who in 1992 made it very, very clear with these words, if I could have done it, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, 51%, 51 votes, I would have done it. She was talking about confiscating every firearm you own. She flat out said she would have done it. This is an avowed leftist who actually gave a brief, almost like a bro hug to Lindsey Graham. It lasted a split second. The far left is calling for her job. Calling for her job. This is the mob that we're up against in America today. And I tell you what, you'd better pray to God that we get the landslide we believe we're going to get. Otherwise, there's a fight coming to this country. It ain't going to be pretty because a lot of that ain't going to go around here, law dog. Understand what I'm saying, America? This is the American left today. And I believe that with all of this happening, just in a 36-hour period, remarkably so, Americans have had enough. We've had enough of a mainstream leftist media. We've had it with these moderators, with these news personalities. We've had it with social media. We've had it with this leftist tilt. We've had it with billionaires. We've had it, had it, had it. And I believe that will be reflected in the vote coming up in just a couple of weeks. I truly believe that at my core. When you see the leftist press running with these bogus polls day after day after day, and then look at the fine print, 675 people were polled. Ooh, 675 people? And Juan Williams on some goofy Fox show just tried to sell me on the fact that 56% of Americans think something because 675 people were polled. We're not buying this anymore. Thank you, Savannah Guthrie. Thanks to Cory Booker and Dick Durbin and the rest of you on those committees. Thanks to all of you because you're no longer hiding it. You're no longer running from it. And Americans now have you in the crosshairs. Own it. Own it. It's that simple. It's absolutely that simple. Some crazy stuff going on. Before I go to Gordon, it's going to be a fun conversation. I can't wait to Gordon. He's such a nice guy, and he's one of the funnest people on earth. Really, truly is. There's a story written by my dear friend A.W.R. Hawkins, Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins, over at Breitbart News. And I couldn't help but when I saw this, as a human being, I have to think to myself, can someone be that stupid? But when you look at the dynamics in play here, the headline from AWR today is road rage. Man with rifle approaches driver, gets shot dead. What? You might ask. Man with a rifle approached a driver during a road rage incident in Kenton County, Kentucky, and was shot dead in self-defense. What happened was these two cars got into it, and the guy with the rifle, I guess, got angry enough that he hit the other car, the victim's car. He hit the victim with his own vehicle. Then after he pulled off the side of the road on I-75 in Kentucky, exited the vehicle and approached the car he had hit because the guy just made him mad enough because they were driving and maybe he was ahead of him or something. You know, that kind of stuff. I can't be ahead of me. I'm going to shoot you dead if you're ahead of me. I'll show you. You ain't showing nobody nothing, pal. Walk over and point a rifle inside my vehicle at me. I'm going to kill you. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to let me walk. And that's exactly what happened. River City News reported that 43-year-old Joshua G. Taylor and 41-year-old John Patrick Abel were involved in a vehicle accident on I-75, after which Abel exited his vehicle with a rifle and walked towards Taylor's vehicle. Taylor was on the phone with 911 dispatchers when he saw Abel approaching, and he told them Abel was carrying a gun. Imagine that call. Hey, this guy just hit me. I'm on the side of the road. Holy crap, he's coming at me. He's got a rifle. Dispatchers heard verbal sparring, then gunshots as Taylor pulled a handgun and shot Abel numerous times. Abel was taken to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead from multiple gunshot wounds. Now, let me explain something to you. That is exactly the way it is supposed to go down. It's exactly what's supposed to happen. Just like that. When I saw that story, I thought, happy ending story? Yes. Tragic? Absolutely. Why? Because these road rage incidents are so stupid, so idiotic. All one person has to do is smile and wave to the other guy and say, hey, bye-bye. Go ahead. I ain't got time to mess with you. Enjoy the rest of your day. But for some reason, when we get behind the wheel of the car, we're all guilty of it. I'm going to use this as a teaching moment before we go to the break. We all do it. We all do it. I've seen my daughter do it at 17 years old. I've seen my son do it when he's learning how to drive. Everybody's got you. Guys, do me a favor, will you please? Don't be this person. If you're carrying a firearm in a vehicle and you're hot-headed, don't go out. All right. Use this as a teaching moment. This should have never have happened. There isn't a road rage incident in the world that couldn't have been avoided. Not one that couldn't have been avoided. And we've talked about some terrible ones over the years. Here's this guy just sitting here, gets his car whacked because some guy doesn't like something he did. Maybe he's going a little bit too slow. Brings a rifle to a gunfight, winds up losing his life on the side of a highway. And you know what? It was a happy ending story. Why? Don't point a rifle at somebody and expect them not to respond, especially in Kentucky. I'll be back with Gordon Anderson, Larian Motel, Tombstone, Arizona, right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news. Our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. You are in the GunBroker.com studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day on the airwaves somewhere around the country, on a station somewhere from parts unknown to the number one market in the country 7 days a week. We're talking about the right to keep and bear arms on hundreds of radio stations around the nation and inside the Armed American Radio Video Network studios here, GunBroker.com studios during the week, on the Car Arms Platinum microphone during the week. And all of this is being presented to you by X Insurance. I've gotten some questions. If you want to watch the program, you can watch the live stream of the show for now on Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Armed American Radio's new website is in the process of being built out for a second time. You're going to love it. It's smooth. It's clean. It looks great. And we will have some players in there. There will be a new Armed American Radio YouTube channel coming very soon. Very polished, very cool, with tons of information. And I've been getting a lot of questions about X Insurance. Of course, X Insurance, we've been working with them now since about mid-August. And some of the things, I was on the phone with them earlier today. I have lots to tell you about that. The premium members will be get Armed American Radio premium members will be getting inside dope information, where we will pull no punches and we will talk about the things you need to know as a consumer of some of these products. If you want to join, it's only $7.95 a month. You can help support Armed American Radio. The rate will never, ever, ever rise, ever. And there's just more and more new stuff coming to that as premium members as we continue to grow. So check that out at armedamericanradio.org and join for $7.95 a month. And we'll talk back and forth to each other, answer some emails. You'll hear from me and on things that I won't talk about on the airwaves. Let's go right to Tombstone, one of my favorite places on earth. If you're watching me, that's Tombstone, Arizona behind me in 1879. What an amazing picture that is. Gordon Anderson, I'm going to assume that you're not sitting at the Crystal Palace drinking beer, but you're probably at home at the Larien Motel. Which one would be right?
I am at the Larien Motel in downtown, beautiful downtown Tombstone, Arizona, which is a Second Amendment city, by the way. We're a very patriotic yes. city, but I will be uptown because today is this weekend is the 91st annual El Dorado Day, celebrating the founding of Tombstone this weekend.
That's very cool. First off, let me tell you this. Well, you should be at the Crystal Palace. And if I was there, I'd make sure you were at the Crystal Palace.
Well, there's some cute waitresses there, so I should be, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that.
No, you wouldn't.
And the pictures would show nothing of the sort. And, of course, Big Nose Kate's over there, kind of catty corner across the street. And if anybody knows anything about Tombstone, what a very cool place. If you're looking, if you can see this picture that I have up, if you're watching on Facebook, directly, if you're looking at your screen on the right-hand side, that balcony you see, that's on the corner of 5th and Allen. No, that's not true. That's looking towards Allen Street because the OK Corral is on the left. And the crop of trees that you see in the picture, right above the word stone, if you go directly above that on the photograph, you see that tall tree, the tallest tree that you see there. That sign behind that says OK Corral. And that was in 1880. What an amazing picture with everybody moving up and down the streets. It's a remarkable shot. So, Gordon, we did some fun stuff. Go ahead.
Tombstone's very iconic, no doubt about it.
Well, you and I, we've known each other for a while now, and you and I had some really fun stuff going on in Tombstone, Arizona last summer before this goofy, weird stuff, crept up on us. How is Tombstone weathering the COVID storm in Arizona? Because it is 100% dependent on our dollars.
It is. And Tombstone, of course, fell off a cliff last spring, along with every other small town in America that relies on tourism, or any big town in America that relies on tourism. But we are coming back. We're, doing social distancing measures here, and all the bars, all the businesses are open for business, and the phone's starting to ring, and the emails are coming in, and I think people are starting to feel much better about things. I really do. And this political climate is horrible, and as America has witnessed last night, this fiasco with Savannah Guthrie and the George Stephanopoulos thing, makes me want to, I wanted to toss my cookies, nowhere. Even Geraldo Rivera said this morning, nowhere did Stephanopoulos mention anything about Hunter Biden and all these stuff. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. It's not fair play.
And what you're saying is being reflected. It's what I was talking about. You heard when I was opening up. I didn't have any notes in front of me. I just kind of wanted to get that out. And I didn't focus enough on Stephanopoulos, who, by the way, is not a journalist. He's nothing. He's just a Clinton operative.
No, I know.
That got hired by ABC afterwards. This guy's a fraud and a fake and has been for years. He's a joke. He's an absolute joke. And these people, when they become personalities, think that they're above all of us and that they can somehow sit in a chair and either choose to go after a sitting president or throw softball. I mean, it's just remarkable. But here's the good part about it. Like you, America is on to this now. We're on.
Yeah, I hope
it,
so.
It can no more
so.
Be hidden. It
they
can't be hidden
be that
anymore,
stupid,
Gordon.
Mark, they just can't be. I mean, people
well, yes,
must
they
know.
Can. Yes, yeah, they can because there are going to be people that pull the lever for him. Okay.
Yeah.
You have sheep out there who are too stupid, have drunk the Kool-Aid, or even those on the right that are suffering from TDS, and we all know some people suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. They can't think straight.
Right.
It's clouding their judgment. I know people
who's
it's impacted their careers. But listen. Part of what I wanted to talk with you about today was you shot me a text yesterday and you were worried. Tell listeners.
Nervous Nelly here. Nervous Nelly. I have a lot of anxieties about the election coming up. I think Arizona, I think Trump is good in Arizona. I from everyone I hear talks about Trump. Everyone in Arizona I talk to talks about Trump. We have a Trump banner in front of the Larian Motel. We have a Trump banner also, a banner and a banner, two different banners. So everyone I talk to in Arizona seems to be Trump supporters. We also have another issue with Martha McSally. We got to get Martha McSally in this. Mark Kelly's bad news. He truly is. So please, everyone out there in Arizona, vote for Martha McSally. She's I've had her to several events. She's a great person, and we have to run with that. But hearing the news, hearing the polls, hearing the pundits and the George Stephanopoulos and the people on CNN, it fills you with anxiety. It really does. In fact, I talked to my doctor today, a doctor friend of mine. He is, quote, demoralized. You know, he's a big Trump supporter. And he just said, I'm demoralized. I hear all this stuff. And I told the doctor, I said, doctor, everyone hates Trump except the voters. You know, what do you think of that? Perfect.
Well, you know, Gordon, the reason I asked you about that is because what happened subsequent to that was I called you and I was relaxing out in front. And I believe there might have been a little couple lead slingers sitting somewhere near me.
Well, that's good.
And I believe I had a Padron cigar sitting there and it was just a really comfortable, beautiful evening. And I called you and I said, I don't want you. It was what Gordon did was told me in this text message that he was worried about all this stuff. So I called you and I said, I don't want you to worry. I want to cheer you up. Was I successful?
Well, yes, of course it was. I feel much better. In fact, I cheered my doctor up today during a video conference he called.
Well, good. Here's the deal. We're getting ready to take a break.
Everyone hates Trump except the voters, right? So
We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back from this next segment, I'll tell you what I told Gordon. And I'm serious about this. But, you know, what's getting ready to have, that's what Stephanopoulos and CNN and MSDNC, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to demoralize you. That's their goal. That's what they're focused on. That's why they do what they do, listener, viewer. That's their aim. That's their intent. You can't let them win. And I'll tell you how you can beat it. I'm going to make you feel better. We're going to cover some things I've covered on the show before, but I'm going to tell you why I feel pretty confident telling you Trump plus 360 electoral votes. They said I was nuts in 2016. I said 306. It was 300 back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the founding fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You better believe it. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios, and the Car Arms powerful platinum microphone with you today. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom now in our 12th year on Armed American Radio. I think about half of that on this microphone. I've lost track. But the Monster Cast coming up on Sunday and this program, all of it being presented to you by X Insurance. Make sure to call X Insurance and get a quote for all aspects of your life. All aspects of your lives. You drive a truck for a living, X covers you. Cover owner-operator, you're an owner-operator, they cover you. Do you own a fleet? They cover you. Conceal carry? They cover you. Are you a cop? They cover you. All your business? They cover you. They cover everything about your life, and they'll write gaps in between your homeowners as well. This is a real AM best rated, A+, AM best rated. I'll get it out. AM best A. It's getting confusing me because it's Friday. AM best A rated carrier. They're the best of the best. Make sure to look them up, and you can visit them at xinsurance.com and check out their concealed carry. If you're law enforcement, by God, please do. And by the way, I have a question answered for you for the law enforcement. I had an individual ask me yesterday on social media, does the law enforcement policy that X carries and writes work in those states where they disallow all the others, like New York? Yes, 50 states, law enforcement, totally different policy. We got Gordon on the line there? He dropped off again? Okay, we're talking with Gordon Anderson in Tombstone. He's calling back right now. Let me tell you what's funny about that. When he sent me that text message yesterday, as you heard him talk about being nervous Nelly and anxiety about the election, millions of Americans are suffering from the same thing. and I wanted Gordon to feel better. We've got him back. There we go. Gordon, welcome back to the show. How you doing, brother?
I am here and listening to you and waiting to hear the truth.
There you go. Well, Gordon will agree that as he just told you before the break, that he was nervous, he's upset, he's stressed, as a lot of Americans are. We're coming into the home stretch. And what we witnessed with Stephanopoulos, what we didn't witness, what we saw with Savannah Guthrie, what we've seen with Facebook, what we've seen with Twitter, what we saw the Democrats try to do, their open disdain and hatred of the Constitution, right out of Dick Durbin's mouth, using that lunatic Lightfoot in Chicago as an example of whether or not she's an originalist to the Constitution, listeners, it's understandable. So when I called Gordon last night, here's what I told him. I said, Gordon, I'm going to try to cheer you up. I want you to feel better. And Gordon, we started going through why I believe Trump is going to win Pennsylvania. I laid out the case for why he was going to win Michigan big because of Whitmer, why he's going to hold Ohio, why he is going to win Wisconsin and hold it, and why Minnesota, I believe, is going to flip, and why Florida is going to go for him for a much larger percentage than it has probably for any Republican ever with the Latino vote down there. And we talked about some other states. And I gave you that number of plus 360 electoral votes, and I laid it out in such a way for you that you thought for a second, you know what? I've got to stop paying attention to what I'm seeing on these fake news programs. Isn't that true?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anxiety. Are you able to do it, though? Are you able to do it?
Sure, sure, sure. You know, my biggest anxiety and question is, how is COVID going to affect the average American? Are they going to blame it on the president? Are they going to blame it? That's a big worry for me.
Well, they are. They're trying to blame it on him. But clear-thinking, clear-minded, intelligent individuals don't blame Donald Trump for a China virus.
Right, right, right.
They credit him for saving millions of American lives.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So the answer to your question is the questions that you asked yesterday is I absolutely 100% believe what I told you yesterday, because I've stated it here publicly before. I have more faith in America than the average Joe Blow. I do not. You know, it's difficult if you sit at home and watch this crap in the morning. I don't know who watches that NBC Today with Savannah Guthrie and these little goofballs just sitting around, just chattering all over themselves, thinking that they're providing some news comment, and they're not. I don't even know why the Republicans allow this to go on and have for years. Well, do you allow these Scullies? And that was another story I didn't mention. Scully getting kicked out of C-SPAN because he's a fraud. All of this went down in 36 hours.
Thank God for C-SPAN that they showed some sort of, backbone there.
Yeah, they didn't have a choice. If he had been with ABC, NBC, so you could CBS or MSDNC, they probably wouldn't have. They maybe would have slid him quietly by for a couple of weeks and done like they did with Brian Williams and just moved him over to their other goofball network. But you've got to understand some things. My living depends on my ability to talk about these things and to be able to fight on behalf of our Second Amendment rights and be able to talk about these stories and provide a level of, I want people to be comfortable and know that while we cannot get complacent, if anybody thinks that what I'm talking about leads to, okay, well, I can just stay home. You ain't no friend of mine. You got to get up and vote. You got to get somebody with you to go vote. You got to take your neighbor, go pick somebody up if they need a ride. Do what you need to do. But the point that I'm making is that I have more faith in Americans. I do not believe Michiganders want more of what they've been suffering through under their tyrant, Whitmer. I don't believe they want that. I believe they want to be freed from that. Trump frees them from that. Gordon, I do not believe in any way, shape, or form that the Reagan Democrats, those hardworking people in the Rust Belt in Ohio and Pennsylvania, and for the most part, Michigan, want anything to do with Joe Biden. And I'll tell you why I feel like that. If that were the case, Joe Biden wouldn't be in Pennsylvania as often as he's been. He claims it's his home state. He left it when he was 9 years old.
I know.
But he's constantly there. He's worried about it. Okay. I don't believe when you get the endorsement of the governor of Puerto Rico as a Republican, which Trump got last week.
I know.
And there are thousands of Puerto Ricans who have poured into Florida because of the hurricane, combined with the Cuban vote. The Hispanic vote is going to break big for Trump. And I think the black vote in this country across the board is going to break big. I hope I made you feel a little better.
You absolutely made me feel better. And it's a thrill to be on your show. This is maybe the fourth or fifth time. And it's always fun. You're always
all right. Let's talk a little bit about Tombstone. You said it's beginning to come back a little bit. How is your business? So let's give a plug. You own the Larian Motel. I have stayed there many times. The Larian, how is business at the Larian? Are you and everybody doing okay at the hotel?
We're doing okay. Of course, last year was much better. That's a given. But weekends are busy. Weekdays are slow. The town is slowly picking up. It's financially solvent, and we're a great brand. I mean, we're a world famous brand name, so that helps. And tonight I'm going to do a television show with K-Gun 9 out of Tucson. And we're going to promote Helldorado this weekend in Tombstone, our 91st Helldorado.
Can't believe that, 91.
91. Of course, the town is, about 140 years old, but...
How old were you when the first Helldorado was held?
Well, I was here in 79-80, so I was a youngster. So,
well, now let's talk a little bit about Helldorado, because as you said, Helldorado's been going on for a long time, and it's the preliminary opening phase party, really, of the celebration of 1881. Of course, October 26th is the anniversary of the famous gunfight at the OK Corral, which is coming up. And Helldorado precedes that by a couple weeks every single year. So it's usually a very, very busy 3 to 4 weeks in October. And the weather happens to be beautiful there at this time of
year.
Beautiful. Are you anticipating the surge in the crowd from Helldorado from last year that's going to push you up to the October 1826 or 1881?
Absolutely. My books are already showing it. And, of course, Halloween falls on a Saturday, which is great. Have some Halloween parties. Tombstone's a great place to be for Halloween, by the way. You know, can you think of a better name, than Tombstone for Halloween?
Well, and it's haunted.
And it's haunted. It's definitely.
I mean,
haunted.
Go Larian spend the night. You got some
haunted.
Guts.
Everything's haunted here.
Everything's haunted. Go spend the night over in the Birdcage Theater. You know, at midnight on Halloween. I dare you to. I'm not going in there. And I've been in there. I've lost count.
Okay. Yeah, they have ghost tours there, spirit tours and stuff like that. So Tombstone's always a fun place. Great place to bring your family and great place to have a safe, fun trip.
Yeah, it really truly is. And the history there is just so incredible. Now, one thing I'm going to hold you to, and I know we're getting ready to take a break here, and then I'm going to go ahead and let you go. And I want to thank you for being here in advance, but I'm going to hold you this. You're taking me out to find me some arrowheads, okay?
Absolutely. You can be
careful. You got that?
If you get on private land, you can do that, yes.
Yeah, well, we'll do that anyway, okay? I can't wait to do that with you. Gordon Anderson, the Larian Motel, Tombstone, Arizona. Go visit Tombstone. Stop by the Larian. Stay at the Larian and make sure you stop by and say hello to Gordon Anderson. We'll be back after this. I'm going to wrap up the show with you. Don't go away.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 4-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses prices are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. Indeed, you're in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios with me, the GunBroker.com studios. And it is being brought to you by X Insurance on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. And I am drinking a cup of Defender Coffee right now. Organic Liberty Roast. It's great. I usually have a cup while I'm on the air with you every single day, sometimes two, and sometimes I have too much of it prior to the show, but that's okay. It happens, and I happen to enjoy coffee. And the fun part about it is I'm supporting the Second Amendment with every sip because they give the profits where I direct them to, and I ask them to give it to the Second Amendment Foundation, and they did. And all the rest of our sponsors, Lead Slinger's Whiskey, GunBroker.com, it's 100% free to go over there, and so many of you are. It's difficult to find what you're looking for on the shelves right now. If you can't find it, it's at GunBroker. Whatever you're looking for is there. And you can usually find a buy now button. You don't have to get in on an auction if you choose not to do so, even though they are a tremendous amount of fun. And I learned how to really get the guy that's beaten me. If I decide to bail out, I can get him. I figured it out over there. It's a lot of fun. If you got somebody running up the price on you, yeah, you can win even though you don't get what you want. You can win. So please visit armedamericanradio.org is where you're going to find all of our sponsors, every single one of them. PulseTV.com. We have 2 new products for you. Recorded those. We're waiting for approvals. Once we get them, probably be up on the airwaves on Monday for you, or maybe even as early as Sunday. And of course, Crossbreed Holsters. PulseTV.com is armed. MyPillow.com, the promo code is AAR. Defender Coffee, the promo code is AAR. So make sure to check it. Oh, Bursa. Bursa is coming back. We'll be talking with Rafael Del Valle. You know, it's funny. I asked Siri to call Rafael from Bursa yesterday. I said, Siri, call Rafael. Siri said, calling Rafael Del Valle. So they've got a really cool thing going on with Siri, but we'll be hearing from Rafael at Bursa in the near future. You know, they are 5 months out on orders right now. I think they're shipping now. Anything that they're getting in now isn't going to ship until May. That's how bad it is out there on the streets. Smith & Wesson stock, which I bought at 77 and I sold it at around 84, is now up at about 138. It's just flying off the shelves. Ruger stock up 42% over the last several months. Gun manufacturers as busy as they've ever been. in large part because of the stupidity of people like Joe Biden, who are too stupid to understand that if you threaten to take Americans' gun rights away from them, that Americans are going to buy more guns. Obama, we saw this, you know, they said it was a phenomenon. No, it wasn't. If you tell me I can't have it, I'm going to keep it. And if you tell me you're going to try to take it from me, I'm going to fight you. You're not going to get it. But, you know, let them keep it up. I don't want to give away any secrets to Biden and the Democrats at this stage of the game. The socialists now, with what we've seen over the last 36 hours in this country, have done themselves irreparable harm. Here's why. Prediction for you on this program. The end of big tech dominance is now beginning. You will see Facebook. You will see Twitter. You will see Google being taken down a few pegs. And you know what? It's a good thing. It's going to happen. Might take some time legislatively, but it is going to occur, and it needs to occur. They have shown themselves that they are a true threat to this republic and to our way of life. As a result, much like the Democrats, if we don't want you to see it, we're not going to show it to you because you should be thinking like us, just like the Democrats. Well, if we don't like this president, we're just going to go ahead and pack the court when we get power so it never happens again. They want to abolish the Electoral College. They want to open our borders. They want to take away our firearms. They want to pack the Supreme Court. Ask yourself this question, why? But the most important question to ask in all of that is, why do they want me disarmed? Well, they want you disarmed because they want to do all of those things that will give them absolute power and control over your lives. And if you're disarmed, they can get away with it. History has shown us that, not this radio host. Here's what Joe Biden had to say the other day, just last night at his little town hall. And again, you can't make this stuff up. During the Thursday night ABC News town hall event, as they're calling it, Democrat presidential hopeful Joe Biden reiterated his position that, and I'm quoting from AWR Hawkins now, that police ought to be trained to shoot in the leg instead of learning a shoot-to-kill mentality. Now, let me talk about that shoot-to-kill mentality for a little bit. If you've trained at all with anyone reputable as a teacher, you know that you are not trained to kill. You are trained to, repeat after me, and many of you are right now, I can hear you, stop the threat. If death results, too bad. You should have not been doing what you were doing as you were approaching me and putting my life in imminent danger. My job is to stop the threat and to continue to shoot until the threat is stopped, which is why to the layman who doesn't know these things and they hear 7, 8, 10, 12 rat-a-tat-tats, pop, pop, pop goes the 9, when the perp drops to the ground, they think it's overkill when it's not overkill because the individual is continuing to advance until the individual goes down. The officer will continue to shoot and they will reload and continue to shoot if the threat is continuing to advance. It is not a shoot-to-kill mentality. It is a shoot-to-stop-the-threat mentality. Good heavens. And Joe Biden, you would think, well, maybe you wouldn't think, would know these things. You know, he's been in Washington 47 years. He seems to think he knows everything. But listen to his commentary when it comes to our right to keep and bear arms. Just put that thing up in the air. Fire it up in the air. Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun. Two blasts up in the air. Yeah, go ahead. Commit a felony in your neighborhood. Do it twice. Idiot. I guess Joe Biden believes his friends in Hollywood, the motion pictures that he sees are real, that, oh, I don't know, the outlaw Josie Wales can shoot a revolver out of a perp's hand on the ground from 50 yards away as he's reaching for it. And then when he reaches for it again, he can do it again. And walk that revolver through the dusty road. And Joe Biden's just an idiot. And it's statements like this that he never gets called out on. Hell, he don't get called out on his son, Hunter Biden, and the escalating scandal that's more than likely going to bring him down. So instead of anybody coming out at you and the first thing you do is shoot to kill, you shoot them in the leg. Yeah, that's what the cop wants to do when the individual charges at them with a butcher knife and the cop has a split second to react before he's bleeding out all over the sidewalk. Joe Biden is nothing more than an idiot. Instead of standing there and teaching a cop when there's an unarmed person coming at him with a knife. Did you hear this? When there's an unarmed person coming at him with a knife, that person's not unarmed. That person is armed. To shoot him in the leg instead of the heart is a very different thing. Joe Biden, yet again, proving himself to be an idiot. And huge thanks and hats off to AWR for yet again pointing that out. Can you imagine that? Someone coming at him with a knife, according to Joe Biden, is unarmed. I guess Joe Biden doesn't understand that that knife will slice you apart and kill you extremely quickly. And by the way, it's a very, very dangerous weapon. Edged weapons are brutal. So I'm going to leave you with this. It's Friday. I want to give you the same advice I gave Gordon. Have faith in your fellow Americans. Understand that the vast majority of Americans do not want to live under this Democrat lunacy. Figure that out. Understand. Take a breather. It's a Friday. You know what you should do right now? Everywhere across the country, for the most part, the weather is really beautiful at this time of year. You know what you should do? You should do what I'm going to do. Right when I get off the air, I'm going to put the podcast up for you. Then I'm going to start my Friday and lead it into Saturday. And the first thing my neighbors are going to smell is grill smoke. And it's going to come from some charcoal. I think I'm going to have myself a Lead Slinger's beverage. I think I'm going to smoke myself a cigar. And I think I'm going to relax and take my face out of the television set, take my face off the phone, forget those devices for a little bit, have a conversation with my kids, and pick up that new guitar I bought today and figure out how to play it so that I can maybe one day play it for you here on Armed American Radio and the Monster Cast. I've got a great show coming up for you. We've got politicians running against Charlie Crist. We've got Facebook whistleblowers coming up, AWR Hawkins and a roundtable. Enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend. I'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.